Well, you can get into the Mount Lemmon repeater from Chandler. So we know that works. It has a good footprint. Like, what are you, 90 miles away from the repeater? So, yeah, and it could probably go further. I heard it covers like 300 miles in a big radius in an omnidirectional moment. That's kind of beefy. Like yesterday, we were driving up to Sholo, and I was showing my sister, her name's Shannon, Greenspeak, and I said, I have permission to go up there on Greenspeak, and she says, yeah, but when it snows, Mike, how are you going to get up there? I said, snowcat, and she goes, yeah, that's a lot of money during snow season. I said, I know, I thought about that. She goes, just keep it in your front yard and just do your upgrades as they go. I got an antenna moment I got to do here. Well, it's been warm. It's pretty nice out, actually. It's been in the 70s up here in St. John's. And I still got to do this antenna fix. But the antenna's leaning due to the winds we've had. I got to go up there and move it, bring it down, adjust it, and put it back up. But I'm thinking about raising it up a little bit higher. That means I'm going to need to get more coax and all that other stuff. And I only run the best coax out there, which is LMR 400, so, or LMR 600, depending on my moment, or Heliax, if I can afford that moment. Heliax is expensive, but I wouldn't mind running it. Anyway, Landon, I am going to let you go. It's 2046, and I got to go to bed at 9. I've been tired lately, so we will chat later. 7-3, enjoy your evening. AI7HEKE6GBK, St. John's, Arizona.